Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, I mean, Nick, he's improved and gotten better in all areas of his game. Year after year after year after year. I mean, he's a perennial, essentially an MVP candidate, year after year after year. This guy's, you know, when people talk about him or think about him, you think about the dynamic runs and the scrambles and the off-schedule plays. This guy's an excellent passer of the football, quarterback. And so defensively, you're dealing with everything. And yeah, there's some history, but that was years ago, and he's certainly improved and gotten a lot better in all facets of his game, leadership, command of the offense, acumen, deep balls, intermediate, short, scrambles, I mean, all of it, protections. It's clear that he's got a really good feel for how to protect himself, when to get the ball out, you know, when to take some chances, et cetera, et cetera.
So that's former Dolphins head coach, current Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores talking about Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson has faced a Brian Flores defense twice. He got Flores once, monster game, yep. And then Flores got him once. That was the famous Thursday night where we talk about Lamar seeing ghosts and just an ugly game in Miami. So what do we expect, Flores versus Lamar part three?
Yeah, I mean, it should be a heck of a battle. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. I did take an Aleve, or not an Aleve, a Zyrtec this morning, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm feeling a little weird. Look, I don't think Flores is going to totally change his spots here. I don't know that he's going to bring the big blitz like he did repeatedly, six or more pass rushers in that game in Miami. I also don't think Lamar's hanging 59 points and 5 touchdown passes on him. Excuse me. This is a pretty good Vikings defense. That's a little healthier now than it was a couple weeks ago. So I think this round three or whatever, I think will be somewhere in the middle. I don't know that either one is landing a first down knockout, you know, haymaker. I do think, though, when you look at this defense, there's some things that I find a little interesting. Their blitz rate, their success rate when blitzing is better when they bring 5 versus when they bring 6, 7, and 8. So I think that's just one other piece of anecdotal or empirical evidence that would, or data that would tell you Flores is not necessarily just going to try to replicate what he did down in South Beach three years ago or whatever it was. I also think it's interesting to me that you look at what they do in terms of air yards and air yards per attempt. They're top five in the NFL. But if you look at them overall, their overall numbers, yards per attempt, they're 27th, which speaks to some serious tackling and yak issues in that secondary. They have had difficulty wrapping people up. They've had difficulty keeping people from running after the catch. And you think about somebody like Zay and the form he's in back with Lamar. And you wonder, now they've gotten healthier, right? They got Harrison Smith back. They got their spine realigned. They got Van Ginkle back. They got one of their key veteran safeties back. But, you know, I wonder if that's an area where Lamar is able to find some joy. But the overarching reality is opposing passer rating 104.7. against the Vikings, that's seventh
worst. Your favorite hits of the 80s, 90s, and today.
There you go. Seventh worst in the NFL. 13 passing touchdowns allowed to just three picks. And they are still blitzing 44% of the time. The league average is 28%. So only Raheem Morris in Atlanta is blitzing more than Flores in Minnesota. And look, I don't think anybody's going to completely hold Lamar down right now. I mean, maybe Spags. He seems to do it when most can't. But
and some of that's in Lamar's head.
I think so.
I said kryptonite a couple years ago. But, Jason, I think another part of all of this is the passing numbers, some of the big ones, like yards allowed, aren't inflated because teams just aren't passing it with much volume against them.
Yeah.
Opposing teams are averaging less than 28 pass attempts per game against Minnesota, but they're 25th in completion percentage against them. Teams run the football on Minnesota with a lot of regularity. It's almost they run the ball more than they pass the ball against Minnesota. But what I'm interested in seeing, do I expect Flores to change his stripes? No. But you said it. They have the second highest blitz rate in the NFL. Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the NFL against the blitz with a 136.4 passer rating. So could he dial it back some? And when he does blitz, is it more of the five-man variety as opposed to those cover zero?
Yeah, I mean, look, they're 23rd in rush defense EPA per True Media and 22nd in rush defense success rate per True Media. So I still look at their D-line, though, and say, like, Jonathan Allen's a pretty good player. Hargrave, he might not be what he was 3 years ago, but he's looked pretty good to me lately.
Grenard.
Yeah, I think this D-line is going to be a problem.
The one thing I think about with Lamar and Lamar versus the Flores of it all, he's had extra time to get ready for this game. They played on a Thursday. Assuming he's healthy, and I'm going under the assumption, I think we're going to see Lamar. Lamar with rust was the AFC player, the offensive player of the week a week ago. I expect to see Lamar in good form on Sunday.
Yeah, I expect to see him in good form, but I mean, it may take MVP form to win this game.
I also think the other point of intrigue is, does he run the football more this week? Where he was not looking to run at all against Miami. He had that one 13-14-yard scramble. And I saw in terms of the odds makers, I think his rushing yards slightly more than last week. I think I saw around 37.5. So will Lamar lean more into his legs this week?
We have a shorter show today because Maryland basketball has a big one coming up at 6 o'clock. Pregame coverage, I'll be doing the local half of the pregame. Maryland and Georgetown.
Kids are into it on campus. Yeah. That student section's completely sold out, and that should be a packed arena.
So we definitely will be talking some Terps as we get ready for that. But guess-wise, Ben Lieber, he does sidelines for Vikings Radio. Former Vikings linebacker joins us at 3. And it's been a big week for our friend, the late, great Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. A couple of press conferences, some stuff going on.
He may or may not have browbeat his way onto the show.
Yes.
He may or may not have.
He did.
Text assaulted, relentless text until we said, it's a short show, but sure.
Yeah.
Anything for you, Jer.
I want to make sure I...
Hey, we named the Hall of Fame
after three Zooms and another show to do and 9 million things. And every time I picked up my phone this morning, there may or may not have been a text from Jerry begging to come on the show.
This is verbatim from a text exchange. I had a monster press conference week between Orioles and Ravens. That is verbatim what he said.
It better be a hell of a segment. He better be cogent, sober, awake.
No.
It is all Friday. The above. What is he, 4 p.m.? Is that where we put it? 4 p.m.
Yes. He never disappoints.
No, he always brings it. Yeah, he always brings it.
So he's at 4. But coming up next, it's what the people want. It's X Factors. Friday before a Sunday game. We give you our X Factors next here on The Fan.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.